Simon Shem Ches of Tess. The Delos, the door of a Sheda Teva Migdal. A Sheda Teva Migdal is like a very big closet or cabinet. The Mechaber says that you can take it off on Shabbos. Shabur explains, the Malach of Baina or Seisar building construction and taking apart construction does not apply by Kalim, only by Karka and things that are Mechubel Karka. However, the Mechaber says, Osach Zira, you cannot put the door, reattach it to the Sheda Teva Migdal, to the closet or cabinet on Shabbos. Gzira Shem Yiska. This Gzira, you might come to bang it in with a nail very hard, and that'll be a problem of Makal Patish. And Mr. Burr brings that some Rishonim say that'll be a problem of Baina. You know, in general, ain't Binyan Vestir B'Kalim, but if you're mamish banging with a nail, it's a Ma'is Uma, it's like a professional job, that some say there is Binyan. So to take it off, the door off, you could take it off, to put it back on, you can't, Gzira, you might come to banging with a nail. However, the door of a Lul Shetan Gailim, a chicken coop, that's also to take it off, or to put it back on. Because since the Lul Shetan Gailim, a chicken coop, is at Mechubel Karka, it has regular Binyan Vestir over there. And Mr. Burr explains, talking about a chicken coop that originally was built Mechubel Karka. It was originally a separate kli, and after to attach to the Karka, that's a kli which is Mechubel Karka Batit. We'll see more about that in the next sif. Now, that's the approach of Taisa Shabbos. Pimigano argues and says, no, here it's different. The Lul Shetan Golem, once you attach it, it becomes real Mechubel Karka. Even if it operates separately as a kli, now that's Mechubel Karka, becomes like regular kli and has been in Vestira. But in general, something that's a kli does not have been in Vestira, with maybe an exception of when you decay, when you bang in a nail and you do a professional job, something that is karka, or it's made mechubel karka, does have the malacha of bein v'seis, it does have bein v'stira. Sif Yud, the Mechaber discusses the cover of a bar v'dus. A bar is a pit in the ground, maybe a well that was dug in the ground. A dus is binyan. That means that there's like bricks all around. It's also in the karka, but it's exposed a little bit on top. So the cover of a bar or a dus, these types of pits or wells, you cannot take it off on Shabbos, you cannot move on Shabbos unless it has a handle. Because if it has a handle, then it's obvious that's a kli, it's a cover, it's a separate cover. And there's nothing else that's going to help to allow you to take off the cover of a bar or a dus, of a pit or a well on Shabbos. It doesn't help that you did a maisa to show that's meant to be a kisur, to be a cover. It doesn't help that you use it on a regular basis during the week. Even if it's not going to be muksa, because you show that a kisur by doing a maisa before Shabbos or using it during the week, still, since it's kisur kakois, taking it off and on looks like a problem of boina v'seiser. Putting it on looks like boina, taking it off looks like seiser, and therefore Chazal asked it. It's supposed to be as a handle, that's obvious, it's a separate kli, that's used as a cover, it's meant to go on and off on a regular basis, then it's not a problem. Okay? Zok the Mechaber Vayter, a kisur of kalim, a cover of kalim, even if the kalim are mechuber betit, even if the mechuber lekarka with cement, those you could take on and off. Even if they don't have a beis achiz, and they don't have a handle. Unlike the kisur bar v'dus, they can only take on off as a handle that's obviously meant to go on off on a regular basis. No chashash bin mistira. A kisur of kalim, even the kalim are mechubel karka, mechubel tit to the karka. In general, mechubel karka is the karka. Here, since altogether this kisur is a separate cover, it's not attached to the kalim, it's not attached to the hinges, it's a separate thing. And the kalim that's covering is open on top, as the kalim that's mechubel karka. So therefore, it does not look like bin mistira if you're taking the cover of the kalim on off a Shabbos. That's not a problem. Just has to be that either did a maisa on this kisur to show that's a kisur, you're sacking it before Shabbos, did a maisa to show that's meant to be a kisur keli, that's meant to go on off a regular basis, or use it during the week. By using it during the week also, that shows that that's its function is to be a kisur keli. And by doing these things, you remove the issue of muksa, there's no problem muksa, and you can take it on off a Shabbos. However, kisur chavis a kfuris bekaka, the cover of a barrel that's buried in the ground, that is the same as kisur ravadus, has to have a handle. Since it's buried completely in the ground, so that already looks like kisur bar v'dus. Chazal goes to auto kisur bar v'dus. So that means a chafir in the karka, whether it's without binyan or with bricks like a dus, that you cannot take the cover on and off unless it has a handle. A chav is a barrel that's buried in the ground. Also, you cannot take its cover on and off unless it has a handle. But a kisur of a keli, even the keli is a mechubel karka, it's cemented into the ground, since it's nicker that's separate keli and uncovered on top. And the kisur you want to take on and off is not even attached. It's a random general kisur that you could take on and off on Shabbos. Even it doesn't have a handle, as long as you did something to remove the issue of muksa by using it for Shabbos or doing a misaka also a maisa. A case that might happen, sometimes the tank on the back of the toilet, one might want to take it on of a Shabbos if the flusher is not working, so you might want to take that on and off in order to press the button inside the tank in order to get it to flush. And then, so this l'chayra is the case of kisur kalim, it's mechubra tit to the karka. However, it's not chavius atumunis bekarka, kfuris bekarka, it's not buried in the ground, it's a separate kisur, it's a separate kalim that's above the ground, and therefore, taking on off should not be a problem with boiling, taking off the cover of the tank. However, to make sure there's no Ushav Muktzah, it would have to be that you did some Maisa to Masakhna for that, or if you did it before Shabbos, sometimes during the week did it also, because the flushing didn't work, so that would be enough to limit the Ushav Muktzah and make a mutter to take on off in Shabbos.